Four protesters have been arrested for disrupting construction of a tar sands mine in the Book Cliffs on Monday. Environmental activists say they're hoping that the recent spill of wastewater from a Colorado mine will bring attention to the threats posed by mining. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
Jesse Froworth with the activist group Peaceful Uprising says there is a lesson to be learned from the abandoned Gold King mine that last week spewed 3 million gallons of wastewater laden with heavy metals into waterways from Colorado to New Mexico to Utah.
There's thousands of similarly dangerous mines ready to burst, just like this one. And companies like U.S. Oil Sands and the state of Utah propose beginning a whole new era of generating new disasters in this same very threatened water system.
Protesters of the tar sands strip mine being built in Uinta and Grand counties say they stopped construction work for several hours by dangling two people from 25-foot tripods until police officers managed to get them down and arrest them and two others assisting them. Rafael Cordray with Utah Tar Sands Resistance says she's been camping and holding vigil at the mine since May, and she hopes these actions will help people understand what's at stake.
It's incredibly beautiful up here. People have no idea there's spring water. It's a very absurd and dangerous project to be doing at the top of this ridge.
The Utah Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining recently approved an expansion of the U.S. oil sands strip mine operation, but also required the company to monitor for potential water contamination. That came after a University of Utah study found U.S. oil sands mining plans could pose a risk to nearby waterways. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.